This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, August 6th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. USDA handing out more for trade promotion. Could Harris hurt a key Senate Democrat? And Bezos Fund eyes cattle methane fix. U.S. Department of Agriculture is releasing another $300 million for foreign market promotion. USDA is making available a fresh round of funding through the Regional Agriculture Promotion Program, $1.2 billion effort funded from the Department of Agriculture's Commodity Credit Corporation. The department announced the allocation of the first $300 million funding in May. Now it's offering another $300 million in grants for export promotion. The program is intended to develop new markets in countries other than China, Canada, and Mexico. Some $25 million was set aside in each of the first two rounds of funding, specifically for projects in Africa. The funding was requested by leaders of the Senate Agriculture Committee and comes at a time that Congress continues to struggle to pass a new farm bill with funding for two existing export-oriented programs, the Market Access Program and the Foreign Market Development Program, lacking. In May, USDA awarded grants to 66 organizations, which were selected from $1 billion in proposals. Wasserman, Harris California roots could hinder tester reelection efforts. Vice President Kamala Harris has gained backing from Democratic delegates as the candidate for the presidency, but her coastal background may spell trouble for one vulnerable senator whose seat is key to deciding control of the Senate, that according to election analyst David Wasserman. Senator John Tester of Montana is vying to retain his seat in a heavily Republican state against former Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy, who Wasserman says looks to be a stronger opponent than some of Tester's past rivals. Harris, with her California background, may not play as well in Montana as President Joe Biden would have, Wasserman said at the International Sweetener Symposium in Seattle yesterday. Whereas Kamala Harris has lifted Democrats' chances in a lot of states with more diverse populations, I think she's a net negative for Tester in Montana because that California Bay Area brand is really toxic, more so than Joe Biden's brand in a state like Montana, said Wasserman, senior editor and elections analyst for the Cook Political Report with Amy Walter. Now take note. Wasserman believes another senator facing a tough reelection bid, Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio, faces a slightly better opportunity for reelection than Tester due to having a weaker opponent, luxury car dealer Bernie Mornero. Another thing to note, even if Republicans are successful in winning control of the chamber, a narrow margin would empower moderate members of the party. Senators Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska could frustrate more conservative members. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA pesticide official calls dicamba approval for 2025 unlikely. The head of USDA's Office of Pest Management Policy doesn't think EPA can reapprove over-the-top use of dicamba in time for the 2025 growing season. Kimberly Nessie said at the Sweetener Symposium, quote, "I cannot envision a path by which EPA would actually be able to do it." EPA has said that under its timeline for approving new uses under the Pesticide Registration Improvement Act, it would need until late 2025 to review and make a decision on three applications for dicamba from Bayer, BASF, and Syngenta. Harvest season preparedness on agenda at Grain Car Council meeting. A meeting is scheduled in Kansas City August 27th to discuss how well prepared the rail market is to transport the 2024 grain harvest. The meeting of the National Grain Car Council comes shortly after Surface Transportation Board Chairman Robert Primus told BNSF he has grave concerns about the company's ability to adequately serve the anticipated demand during the harvest season. Primus will be speaking at the meeting along with National Grain Car Council Chair John Harmon and NGCC Co-Chair Karen J. Headland. Items to be discussed include expectations for the upcoming harvest, domestic and foreign markets, the supply of rail cars and rail service, and market and industry updates, the STB's Federal Register Notice says. Members of the public can register to attend virtually or in person. Bezos puts money behind a methane reduction. The Bezos Earth Fund is collaborating on a venture that will explore whether a vaccine can be developed to control methane emissions from cattle. The fund is giving $9.4 million to the Perbright Institute and the Royal Veterinary College, both in the United Kingdom. This ambitious project seeks to use state-of-the-art biotechnology to figure out the mechanism by which a vaccine could cut livestock methane emissions by more than 30%, addressing a major contributor to climate change, the fund said. The project is not, quote, developing a methane vaccine per se, but rather defining what a successful vaccine needs to achieve, said John Hammond, immunogenetics group leader at the Perbright Institute. Well, here's today's final word. A new, better, stronger farm bill cannot come soon enough for our farm families. High costs of production and lower crop prices generally mean a lot of farm families are really struggling, and this is only going to become more acute as farmers try to secure loans when they can't cash flow. That's Cassie Blado, president of the U.S. Sugar Beet Association at the Sweetener Symposium. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, August 6th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Elliott.